Hello? Good morning. Hey, this is Mr. Paul Jengels. I am in Wichita, Kansas, getting ready to play Oak Park Disc Golf Course. It is 9 in the morning on March 2nd. There are lots of geese out. It's a little wet. Oak Park, is that where I am? Yeah, Oak Park is supposed to be one of the better disc golf courses in all of Wichita. So we'll see how it goes. I'm down here because Sweet Lady Jingles had a conference today in Wichita, so I came down with her, and I'm gonna go play some disc golf now. Basically, I'm parked. I can see the tee pad for hole number one. It looks like there's a lot of different options on tee pads. Some other guy just pulled up. I don't know if he's a fellow discer. I think this is a fairly popular course, so I'm gonna go ahead and try and scoot up so that he doesn't beat me. And I can have everything in front of me. So, I'll let you know more as I go. This is my first time in Wichita playing disc golf. I've been to Wichita plenty of times. Anyway, here we go.
All right, jumped out of my car so I could try and get in front of these other two guys. They haven't played hole number one yet. I'm already up to hole number three. I bogeyed hole number one, mostly because I couldn't see the basket. There's no flags on the basket, and it was kind of in the woods. And so there's three options. It looks like there's two tee pads per hole. So I'm playing the red tee pads. I wasn't really quite sure which ones to do. They have red and blue. I wasn't trying to go for the easier or harder one. It was just the one that was on top. Okay. So it's weird because it looks like on the first one, the blue one was easier. On the second hole, the blue one was harder. Or yeah, harder. So it's almost like they're alternating. On hole number three, the red one's definitely the harder hole because you're stuck in with a tunnel shot. Don't know what's going on here in Wichita. The signs here definitely seem familiar. I've seen these signs before. I think they're made by the guy from Dynamic Discs. He probably designed this course. It's a cool course so far. It's very flat, at least the first two or three holes, but it's got some nice wooded action. So far, the holes have been fairly straight away. They had this kind of interesting fence that was going on hole number one, which was providing a backstop. I'm assuming that it's close to another hole. Hole number two, as far as the red tee pad, I should have birdied it. Realistically, I played my buzz and probably left it 30 feet short. It was a relatively short hole. I think it was 260 or something like that, or 240, something like that. So it was kind of an in-betweener on whether or not I go with the driver or the mid-range. Went with the mid-range and it was straight as an arrow, but it left myself a little bit short. Okay, so hole number three, it looks like, so there's about three pin positions per hole. And so you have a red, orange, or yellow pin position. I don't know why an orange or yellow. They could have gone with green or blue to make it more obvious. So we're in the red position, which means it's 328. You have a tunnel shot coming out, and then it looks like a hedge tree or something right in front of you. It's a doable shot. I don't think I'm going to have a chance at birdie. It looks longer from here than 328 feet, but my eyes could be deceiving me. I'm sure they're right. Maps have never been wrong at disc golf courses. All right, so anyway, I'm going to try and tee off. It's a little bit damp out, so I'm getting a little muddy. Hopefully, I won't lose my traction. All right, enough talking. Here I go. All right, so after bogeying hole number one, I've parred the last three holes. So I parred hole number three. I think I said number three was like, looked like it was longer than what was reported. I think what I did was I misidentified which one it was. So it was in the long position. I finally saw the little post for the other positions. And so it makes a little bit more sense. Hole number four, had the easier path for the red one. I slipped a little bit on my drive and left myself with like a 60-foot putt for birdie. And I hit the top of the basket, so it didn't get in. So I'm at one over right now. So right now I'm trying to find hole hole number five, I'm on the tee pad. It must be a dog leg left. It looks like I'm throwing right back towards my car, which is, that's a little problematic. I'm not sure. I'm going to reach it. It says it's either, there's two pin positions, 290 for the A and 314. And then obviously going into the street would be out of bounds. So I think I'll just get my TL3 out, flip it out there about 280 or so, and then try and figure out where the darn basket is. So here we go. All right, I've made my way up to hole number seven. Hole number five was that dog leg left. I left a little short, was able to get it up and down for par. So far, course is pretty cool. Hole number six, I think I just hit a tree or something like that, but was able to get a par save after having a nice second shot with my buzz. It plays over what would be like a water feature, I think. It's like a river or a creek, something like that, but there's no water in it. I'm up to hole number seven. It looks like it's on the long position at 315 feet. You're playing next to the street, 11th Street, it looks like. And there is a mando, so you can't hang it out over top of the trees. So you kind of have to do a straight shot. There's woods on the left jutting out, so definitely better for righties. I'll hope and pray that I can get the T-bird to go straight, or TL3, I mean. There is a pine tree straight ahead. You kind of want to go to the left of that. It's back in the woods a little bit. So, yeah. This park reminds me a little bit of Peter Pan in Emporia. I think it's the same designer. It's a dynamic disc course. So, yeah, everything's good. Okay, here we go. All right, so just finished up hole number eight. Hole number seven, it was in that deep position that I mentioned earlier. I had a decent drive, but it was not very idyllic for going into the woods. I hit a tree going into the woods and then hit another tree on my putt for par and missed it. And missed it pretty bad because it's rolled quite a ways. And so I think I had to hit about a 36, 40 footer to save bogey. So I got that, which is good. So, and then on hole number eight, it was in the long position, which the sign said made it a par four. It was over 400 feet, something like that. So I got a four on that. I think I had an okay drive. It's hard to commit on a course you haven't played before. So this is definitely a course that's, I think, fair to par. There's opportunities for birdie, but they're not gimmies or anything like that. I do have a group of three that are behind me, but I think they're behind me about six holes. So I was the first one on the course, I think. Got here at 9 o'clock. I think this is a fairly popular course, probably the most popular course in Wichita, I think. It had a 4.4 rating on UDisc. I think Sweet Lady Jingles, her conference was in Mays, Kansas, which is like a suburb of Wichita. And I think there's a course over there. It's ranked less, so I'm assuming it'll be less people there. So I'm gonna try and play that one too. Maybe even do a separate podcast for that one later this afternoon. I don't have to pick her up until 3:30, so I have plenty of opportunities to get a lot of disc in. There's a lot of geese out on the course right now. Still, there's not been a lot of elevation change. I think when I looked at the thing, it said that there was only like one story or whatever of change. It is a little bit windy. I can't tell which direction I'm looking. It's overcast today. So I think I'm playing hole number, it's hard to see because I can't see the other hole positions, but I think I'm playing the A position, which is 339. It looks a little longer than that, but I'm going to guess that's it. So I'll just kind of stick with, maybe I'll go, actually, I haven't played my mantra, which is probably a disaster, but I'm going to bust it out since it's a little lengthy. Maybe I can get a shot at birdie. pretty wide open right here. You have like a fair amount of trees. It looks like some red buds, hedge trees, that kind of thing. Maybe a few oaks or maples. It's hard to say because they don't have any leaves on them right now because it's just March 2nd. So wish me luck on the mantra. It is the disc that goes the furthest for me, but sometimes it goes the furthest the wrong way. So in case you're wondering about the apologies, we have a gig coming up on April 7th. I don't know if this podcast will even come out before then because I think I have possibly another podcast that I was going to release. Yeah. So it looks like the red position on this one is the further back position. I think on the U-Disc app, it gave like 7 different layouts that you could do. So instead of just playing the red tees, you could just play long tees. And so that way you would just alternate, I think, between the two. At least that's the way I'm approaching it, I guess. So anyway, I'm in the longer one for this one, so wish me luck. All right, so I finished up hole number 9 and hole number 10. I think I said I was going to throw my mantra on hole number 9. And yeah, it peeled off to the right way hard and actually crossed a street, which was OB. I went ahead and just played from where it landed. Even I didn't take any drop shots or anything like that. And was able to get it close with my second shot and then had a little dicey of a putt, but I made it. And then hole number 10 was kind of a lengthy shot. This reminds me a little bit of Cliff Drive, which I played with Blu-ray and Treesbane last weekend, last Sunday, and where you're playing kind of close to the streets on a lot of stuff, which I'm not really that big of a fan of, but I'm even less of a fan on hole number 11, which I don't know what river this is, but it's definitely a river. This is no creek. And you're playing, I'd say you're about 12 feet from the edge of it, and you're playing alongside of it. You have a short shot to the pin from hole number, from the red thing. So it looks like we're playing 246 to the basket. Might try to find something I don't care too much about. The river's on your left, so for a right-handed player, you don't want to have, you definitely want to have a straight shot and not peel off into the river, whatever river this is. Maybe it's the Kansas River, or maybe the Arkansas River? I don't know. Anyway, I'll let you know if my disc floated away or not. So, a little nervous about this one. Here we go. All right. I did not lose a disc so far on hole number 11. I threw a disc I've never thrown before because I was nervous about getting it in the drink. Is one that I found over at Cliff Drive. Actually, what's his name found it? Treesbane. Treesbane, I almost said his real name. And then I had a decent throw. I should have, 9 times out of 10, I probably would have gotten it up and down with, par, but I left it short on my putt, on my second shot. I mean, it wasn't really a putt. It was kind of one of those in between ones. And then lipped out on the par shot. Hole number 12, it's still along the river, but not quite as in much danger because it's a little bit further away from the edge of the river. So it's about 35, 40 feet from the river's edge. So you can play it a little bit more further to the right. I still left my second shot a little bit too short. I don't know if I'm just getting too timid and too worried. There's a psychological aspect about having a river right next to you. But I did end up making a fairly difficult downhill putt to get par on that one. So I'm up to hole number 13. It stays along this river. It looks like it's 364, I think. Yeah, because I can see the short hole is 240. So it seems like most of these holes have been in the long position today. Which is fine. So it's 364. You got some trees on your left that you need to get by, and so you'll have to swing it out. There's a walking trail right next to hole number 13 and 12 and 11, kind of on the hill, the berm to keep the river from flooding people. So that's a little bit dangerous. So I don't know if I would give this course a 4 out of 4. Maybe it's 4 out of 4 for Wichita, but I wouldn't give it a 4 out of 4 or 4.4 in Kansas City. You know, it's somewhat like Rosedale-ish, kind of like that, except it's got this river feature, which obviously Rosedale doesn't have. Yeah, this one makes me nervous. I'm going to still throw my TL3 and hope that I don't skim off the berm and into the water. I'm going to try and throw it well to the right for sure. So wish me luck. All right, typically I have been playing 2 holes and then doing some podcast stuff. This time I just did 1 hole, 13. I was able to get par. Had a fairly decent drive, got kind of close to the river, a lot closer than I really wanted to. And then I was kind of starting to look for hole number 14, had to use the U-Discap because I was thinking that I was going to have to cross a street or it was going to be like a long walk, but it was actually a fairly short walk. But hole number 14, this is why I started this podcast, very lengthy. And you're playing, you have a river far to your left. You have a walking path to your left. You have a road to your right. You have to cross one of those to get to the hole placement, which is right next to a bridge. So the distance, I believe, is 720 feet par 5, which, yeah, it is what it is. Looks like somebody put a little octopus thing sticker on there. That's kind of funny. Or a Kodos or Kang or something like that. Not quite like those. At any rate, I think I'm going to throw my TL3. It was giving me that kind of S-curve type thing, and I need some distance. I'm not as nervous about it peeling off to the right as I might with something else peeling off too hard to the left. The wind's been playing a little bit of tricks with some of my drives. Kind of have to time this because this walking path, it's not like there's a billion people on it, but there's a fairly regular group. There's also a lot of dogs out. People are letting their dogs off leash and stuff, which is fine with me. So there's obviously this park is getting used fairly well. There's a woman walking her dog. She's probably 500 feet from me right now, so I think I'm safe to play it. God, that seems like such a long, long, long ways with so much danger. Danger, Will Robinson, danger. Yeah, anyway, hope you're all doing good. All right, just got done with hole number 14. I'm kicking myself in the pants. I had probably not my world's best drive on the first one, but I put it out there about 300 feet. I hit a tree limb, but it cruised past that, which was nice. And then I had a decent, I shot my second one with a TL3, and I got that one out about 270. So I still had a lot of room to make up. So then I threw my buzz, and I got it about, right around 270 or something like that. So I left myself with an 18-footer, 20-footer, something like that for birdie on a whole par 5. I don't think I've ever birdied a par 5. Maybe I have, I don't know. Not a lot of opportunities to do those, and I muffed it. I'm not putting my best. I think I'm still feeling a little effects from some of last night's activities, so meh, whatever. I'm up to hole number 15. Hole 15, I believe it's in the second to longest position. I'm playing the red tees, and those are, it's the further back one. So the short one is 447. I can't actually see the post for that, so I might be playing that one. The B position is 497, and then the C position, I don't think that's what I'm playing, but it's 608. So again, you're still playing alongside this river. I wish it would give a name of the river on the actual signage. It doesn't. It's not too in play. You'd have to get pretty wild with your shot for it to be in play. The road on your right is actually more in play, at least from this standpoint. So I'm going to throw my TL3. I think I can be fairly unconservative with it. and try and let it rip. I'm not going to get out my Mantra because it's just too mercurial. So wish me luck. The sun is starting to peek through, which is nice. I'm contemplating trying to even maybe play a third round of disc golf somewhere, depending on when I get this done, which shouldn't be too long at this point. It's been nice that I've been the first one on the course. The guys that I mentioned earlier, I think, are still 6 or 7 holes behind me, so no pressure, and I can just kind of sit there and enjoy my day in the park, although I'm not crazy about it being so close to the road. Yeah, that's what I got to say. All right, so I was wrong on hole number 15. I actually played the short hole. I bogeyed it, mostly because I had a decent drive, got to put it out about 300 feet, and then my second shot skidded past the hole and was down, and I actually chained out on my par shot, so bogeyed that one. And then hole number 16, my drive ended up behind a pine tree between me and the basket, so I kind of had to take some lumps and threw it. I don't like this. So I'm up to hole number 17, and the red one is way the freaking heck back. There's some guys that went ahead and played number 17. It looks like. I think they must have jumped on there because it's starting to get kind of crowded here. Here's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 cars, and I was the first car to pull up. So it's starting to get a little bit crowded here. I guess I'm going to go ahead. I'm walking back to hole number 17's tee pad. I'm a little disgusted by this. I mean, I'm probably going to be 150 feet from the blue pads thing. So I think this is a little unfair. Still playing with that stupid river on the left, which I don't like. Just got to kind of make sure, and it's getting a little windy. Let's see what... Okay, so all of them are par fours from the red thing. It's saying... It'd be nice if they would indicate where the actual basket is. So the shortest one's 500, the B position's 509, C's 576. And I still can't see it. So there, you're playing on top of the berm that I was talking about, the dam or whatever you want to call it. So there's like a valley on your right, and then if you go to the left, then you're getting close to the river. So I'm gonna try and play it straight out. From here, there's a lot of trees on your left, some trees in front of you before the tee pad. I might be lucky to get it to the blue tee pad. So I'm not crazy about this. The wind is kind of blowing from right to left towards the river, which is a little scary. So anyway, I'm going to play hole 17 and 18, and then I'll let you know what I think of this course. I like it. I don't love it. So anyway, here we go. All right, so I just finished up holes 17 and 18. Hole 17, I think it was over 200 feet from the red tee pad to the blue tee pad. I did at least make it past the tee pad. That was nice. Let's see. I think everything was par four. I think it was in the shortest position, but I can't quite recall. I believe I hit a tree on my second shot, and I think I was down below the hole and hit the bottom of the basket for par, something like that. And so I think I got a bogey on that one. And then hole 18 plays next to this like small little pond. I think the hole is about 6 feet beyond the pond, maybe even less. It's a relatively short throw from the red tees. The blue one you're supposed to play completely over that pond, which can be a little intimidating. So I'm glad I chose red on that one. I ended up getting a par on that. So played it a little bit to the left, and then had a decent putt on my second shot. I had to negotiate some trees, and then just had a little layup to get par. So I don't know. I think that, you know, if I was living in Wichita, I think that this, it's a very cool course. It just has some idiosyncrasies, which are tough. There's some geese, if you can't hear that. You're probably deaf, and I don't know why you'd be listening to a podcast if you're deaf. A lot of walkers, a lot of dogs, a lot of traffic, a lot of water hazards. So, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see if there's some layouts where you can just play like the front nine and then skip and do those twice or something like that. Wasn't crazy about the river, I gotta be honest. That makes you be a little bit more accurate than I'm sometimes likely to be. So, yeah. I think this seems like a course designed by somebody who sells discs and wants you to throw them and lose them. That's what the course feels like to me. So hats off to Dynamic Discs, who I'm sure designed this course based on the signage and all that kind of stuff. You're probably making a lot of money off of this one. Wait to go. All right. So anyway, I'm going to see about maybe playing another course. Might need to get some food in me. The Jayhawks are playing later today at like, I think noon or one. And they're playing at Baylor. They haven't been doing so hot today. Most people probably don't give a crap about my favorite basketball team, but it is what it is. I think we're ranked 7th right now, but we just lost a game which took us basically out of the Big 12 hunt. So essentially we're going to be playing for the NCAAs and I guess the Big 12 tournament, see how that all goes. It all depends on McCuller. If McCuller can get healthy, then it's fine. Anyway, I'm in Wichita. I'm at Oak Park Disc Golf Course, and I'm out. See you, man.